Okay, back to the etiquette of eating. It says like this. You're not allowed to, when you eat bread, you're not allowed to make bread disgusting. For instance, you don't lean a plate on top of bread, because if the food spills over, the bread will become disgusting. And that's forbidden to do to bread. Or even if you eat, let's say you take some gravy with some bread, you shouldn't just use the bread as a spoon. You should actually bite into the bread. If you remember, not long ago, a number of years ago, there was a new thing with the caterers. They used to have, instead of a soup bowl, they had a carved out piece of bread that looked like a bowl. And then they put the soup in there. And people were supposed to eat the bread, but nobody ate the bread. They just ate the soup. And they ended up throwing a lot of bread. And the Ashkoch agencies and the Rabbanim, they came out and they said, you're not allowed to do that. What are you doing? You're just wasting so much bread.
What, you can't eat, you have some harif or something. You can't dip harif into it?
You could, but it says you should eat a little bit of bread with it. Okay, there's something, not just use it as, because if you take harif, let's say, sharp stuff, yeah, and you dip it and then you just lick off the sharp stuff, the bread, okay, so I'm saying you should have to bite a little piece of bread.
When you say the bread and dip it in something else because there's no salt around, is okay?
No. Yeah. No. I mean, best thing is salt or sugar.
And nowadays the bread itself has salt in it.
So what? You're supposed to still dip it into salt.
Why sugar? It has nothing to do with salt.
It says, I'll be then, if there's no salt, the post can be none, you can use sugar. Okay, you're not allowed to use, 1 second. Bread is never allowed to be thrown. All other foods, like you want to throw an apple to somebody if they know how to catch, obviously. Any food that doesn't become disgusting by throwing it, you're allowed to throw. But bread, even if it doesn't, like you take a piece of challah and throw it to somebody, you know, that you're not allowed to do. Bread is never allowed to be thrown, even if it doesn't become disgusting by throwing it. Other foods, obviously, if it becomes disgusting by throwing it, you're not allowed to. In fact, it's brought down in Halacha that if somebody sees a piece of bread, it says somewhere here. Yeah. If somebody sees bread or food for that matter on the ground, you're supposed to pick it up. Not only bread, any food. If food's on the floor, you're supposed to pick it up because the people step on it. Because food is something that a person sustains themselves with or on. So therefore, you're not allowed to do anything that makes any food disgusting.
What about leftover bread? Can you trash?
Leftover bread, you could trash. But the best thing is to give it to birds or, you know, that's the best thing.
Feed the fish. What does it mean to make it disgusting? If you see a kid, he takes a piece of challah and he rolls it up and puts it in a soup, is that disgusting?
No, he's going to eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, if he's going to eat it, it's not a problem. But I'm saying just to make food disgusting, to make, just play around with food and then leave it on the table. Things like that you're not allowed to do. If somebody wants to make a matzah ball out of bread and then eat it, yeah, they could do that. Now, if somebody wants to make medical things out of bread, like medicine or whatever it is, so even though it becomes disgusting, you're allowed to. It says like this, you shouldn't throw out bread crumbs because it makes it kashal anias, it makes it poor. The pearl today in the world, everybody's maker with this, whatever reason it is. Next thing is like this. You're not allowed to stare at somebody who's eating or drinking. Why? Because the person can get embarrassed.
Or you can choke.
No, you can't choke. Or, for instance, says a person who drinks in public should turn their head a little bit. It's just a sign of etiquette and things like that. But you're not allowed to stare at a person eating or drinking. I never understood, by the way. Excuse my ignorance. But, you know, people eat in these cafes. You're going to a restaurant that's in a building, but you eat in the cafe outside, and everybody walks by, and everybody watches you eating. I just don't understand how people do it. Right. I wouldn't want to eat, and everybody watching me eat.
Right. Isn't it, you're not allowed to eat that on the street?
No, that's not in the street. We're talking about walking in the street, you're not allowed to eat.
Like
no, that's not a problem of eating in the street. It's just like...
But your mom is not allowed to walk down the street, like, with a, let's say, an ice cream shake or something, and walk down the street?
No, we mentioned, Taisa says, that really it's like a bread, a sandwich. Like I said, you shouldn't walk with a hot dog and a bun down the street.
So bread.
Eating it down the street. Shouldn't walk with pizza, eating pizza down the street.
How about drinking?
The Gemara says, We said this yesterday. If somebody eats in the street, daimel kelev, they're like a dog, and they're not kosher to be witnesses because they have no human dignity. So Tysus explains it means things that people eat as a meal, not the guys walking in the street so with
these
a...
Food, these kosher food trucks could be a shiloh on what you're saying.
Well, they should sit, go take the food and sit down somewhere and eat it.
Like the guys that open up on Pico, the food trucks on
that,
the
that's not a problem. Right, we're going to get to that in a second. Okay?
Take it to go.
No, because in Aloha it says like this. What happens, in Kitra it says you shouldn't give food to somebody, bread, unless if you know he's going to wash and bench. Because there's a din in the Torah helping somebody sin, say Eli de Aveda, or Lifnei Iver le Sitin Michsho. You're like, before a blind man, you're putting a stumbling block. You're helping somebody sin. So there's a whole discussion in the poskim. It's a very interesting discussion. I don't know if we're going to finish it tonight. They differentiate between if somebody sells it to you or somebody gives it to you as a gift. Giving as a gift might be forbidden, but if somebody sells it to you, then it's not a problem. And let me preface it by explaining a din of Lefnei Iver Lesiti Mishal. Before a blind man, you're not allowed to put a stumbling block. So the Gemara gives a classic example. A Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. A Nazir is sitting next to somebody and he says, pass me the wine. So the Shaila is, can the person give the Nazir wine? Because he's helping him sin. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara's explanation of it is very clear. If it's on the same side of the river, meaning the Nazir can just get up and get it himself. You're not really helping him. Because even if you're not there, he can get it. Then you're not called helping him. Because he can get up and do it himself. You're not really helping him sin. If it's on the other side of the river, that he can't get there himself, and he says, throw over the bottle, so then without you, he wouldn't be able to get it. So then you're called Lifnei Iver Lesiti Mishal. Then you're helping him sin. Okay, that's how the Gemara describes the difference when you are transgressing with the evil Lesitin Michshol before a blind man putting a stumbling block or not. So they write like this. Many Paskim write, selling, if you don't sell, you can go to another bakery. You can go somewhere else to buy it. You're not really helping him by selling it. Okay? If you're giving it to him a gift, you're not going to get a gift of bread anywhere else. You're giving it to him. So therefore, you're directly causing him to sin. This is what some poskim write. And they say, but if you sell it, it's not... I'll take the question even further. A bakery sells bread. Yeah, not everybody that comes to the bakery is going to wash and bench for the bread. Is a bakery allowed to sell bread? Because there will be people that are not going to wash and bench on the bread. Are you allowed to sell it to them? So a lot of tshuvas, including Teres Chesed, was the Talmud of the Samach Tzedek. The Linarov, he holds that by Mechira it's not a problem. It's not a problem by years. In fact, they go into a lot of other cases.
Who eats bakery and bread in a bakery? They all take it home.
I understand, but
a lot of people do.
But that person, when they go home, is not going to eat or drink it. Wash your bench, I mean.
You can't have the responsibility to.
So the question is there a responsibility or not?
So
many poskim hold, we're not done yet, and we're not going to be done tonight either. Many poskim hold, if I give it to you as a gift, so you can't go get a gift somewhere else, okay? Even if you take it home, I wouldn't be allowed to give it to you, unless if you go wash the bench. But some poskim write that this doesn't apply by a rabbinic prohibition. Washing is rabbinic, benching is biblical, but that's coming much later. There's nothing to do with what you're doing now. That comes much later. The guy has to bench. You give us to the where in the shul, like?
No, in shul or home or whatever.
So you, but if you have people, guests, you tell them to wash and bench. Same thing, right? All this.